Ayabonga Cawe, then, as we take a look at the latest from the market. Aya, good afternoon again. Spoke earlier on about the Glencore deal closer to being sealing that deal for Chevron.
Indeed, TT, and good afternoon to you once again. Of course, Glencore is close to a $1 billion deal to buy Chevron Southern Africa's assets, which includes a 100,000 barrel a day refinery all the way out in Cape Town, and of course, 800 gas stations operating and retailing under the name of Caltex in South Africa, and of course, in neighboring Botswana. Now, the issue here, TT, is that, of course, there's a parallel process where a Chinese company called Sinopec, which had some political backing, of course, prior to the Nasdaq conference, had placed before the Competition Tribunal their bid to acquire some of these assets. And, of course, the Competition Tribunal approved the merger between the company and Chevron's local unit. However, a few BEE partners here have put a spanner in the works, and a company called Off the Shelf Investments has actually said that they would back, or they've used their preemptive right on that stake, and they're being backed by Glencore here, and of course that's why Glencore now comes in at this late stage wanting to acquire some of these assets. So that's a story, TT, that we'll certainly be watching quite closely. And just to give us a sense here, Off the Shelf Investments and owns about 25% of the Chevron business, so we're not talking about you know, some obscure group or some obscure empowerment group here that with a marginal stake, but they've got quite extensive stake there that allows them to really sort of punch above their weight, as one would say.
All right. So let's markets are now closed. How did we look at the end of trading today?
Not much by way of change, TT, since we last spoke about an hour ago.